calling in from Hope Sound with a $50 donation. And he said, I don't usually listen to the radio, but today I just turned it on. And so, Michael, God bless you. And we just speak the blessing of God upon you and your family. And, of course, Sonia is adding to her monthly gift that she already has committed to and is sending in an additional $100. And Richard is saying, the prayer this morning was right on, just where we are. So, Richard, thanks so much for praying with us. I know that what that means. That means that you are in agreement as we pray and intercede for this nation. All right, we do have some more. David, come on in here. And Karen, give the numbers again.
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
And we're at 14,630 right now. And somebody may want to step up and make a generous donation. This morning, David is returning from some phone calls.
Well,
what do you have, David?
I was able to talk to our wonderful sister in Christ, Christy, in Fort Pierce.
Christy. Hello, Christy.
And first of all, she says how much she enjoys the station. Mm. She listened to it for years. Said her kids, she has five kids. They grew up in the home listening to WCNO.
Wow.
And it was really blew me away. Christy is calling. She has really two gifts. One is a one-time pledge of $25.
Okay.
Put that in. And then she also wanted to be a monthly giver.
Oh,
so
praise God.
We can add another one to the Gideon's Army $50 a month pledge. So that's
$325.
So that's, yes. So, Christy, we thank you for that. She does have a prayer request, and I thought I'd
lift it up.
Lift it up. And she was recently hospitalized, and there was some medicinal mismanagement that has caused ongoing issues. And so she was asking for prayer for God to heal all that.
Amen.
But Father, we
thank
do lift Christy up to you right now.
Amen.
We know, Lord, that you are well aware of the needs that she has.
Thank you, Father.
And we pray, Father, first of all,
yes,
your spirit would move powerfully within Christy's body to reverse any of the negative impacts of this medicinal error, and that you would enable her to be not just restored to the health she had before, but that you would even move her beyond to a place of better health.
Thank you, Father.
Of more strength.
Amen.
Father,
amen.
Take away the physical impact of this, the poor mismanagement of the medicinal applications while she was in the hospital. Heal her body completely, Father. And we thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name for moving on her behalf today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Christy, for Christy and Fort Pierce, for both that $25 pledge and also that reoccurring pledge over the next 6 months of $50. And $50 a month, that's $300. With the $25, that's $325. All of that is getting matched up with our dear friends down at Palm Beach Ironworks. And we want to thank them for their support and their generosity to WCNO. That is a huge part of assisting in providing the resources needed for us to continue as a ministry. And this is a blessing. And when you come in as well, it's the kings, the priests, and the widows. And I guess I could even say the paupers. That's a word we don't use much, but it was a word that was used around our house. And, Dad was always mindful of people who had less than we had and wanting to reach out and minister to them. Mm. And I think that that heart of generosity is a beautiful heart that God gives to so many of you, our family. And that's what that little boy had when he came. He came and offered up his lunch. He must have had a measure of faith, at least the size of a grain of mustard seed. His faith obviously went beyond lunch. He was trusting that when he gave it to Jesus, that he would still get his lunch that day. And he did indeed. And I don't know how large those baskets were that went home with him, but I'm sure that was quite a shock to the kitchen to have, 12 baskets, I think, that went home with him after they had all been fed. So our bread and our fish this morning. We do have phone lines open right now, and we're going to need to keep these phone lines ringing today. We're going to need your call. Go to the phone. Give us a call. 772-221-1100. It's right now 10 minutes to 8, so there's still plenty of time this morning. We are close to clearing out the first $1,000 of matched funds, and so just $305 away from that right now. Who's going to be the next caller? Give us a call, 772-221-1100. This next song we're going to play is a song that we're bringing in. We've brought some more messianic music in. Thank you, Karen, for loading these over the last few days. This is a song by Joshua Aaron. And I'll tell you, as we were watching him last night and just seeing the brokenness and the burden that was in his heart and sensing agreement with that, and he was showing pictures of his daughter that's in the military and said she is safe, but she is advancing in position, and they're looking to get her out on the active battlefield. She's been active, but they're looking to advance her position. And so all hands are needed in Israel, and I believe every one of us are needed to pray to stand in the gap today for Israel, and we continue to do that. This song's entitled Zion.
Oh, daughters of Zion, oh, Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father, hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing, so count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation, I will give you this land. I will bring you back home, I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home again. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior, I will finish my work. You have no other shepherd, you have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting you in Zion once more. I will bring you back home, I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home. So we pray for the peace, we look to the east, for the sun rises sudden and fierce. Every prophet and priest and king in the city, we will mourn for the one we have pierced. But don't fear, oh my daughters, oh sons of Abraham. I will wash you with water, I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet. They'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. No. And I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam. Well, I'll stand alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. I will gather you under my wings. I will bring you all back home. Oh, I will bring you all back home again. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Shema Israel.
The number 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and this is Prayer and Share for WCNO, but it also is a critical time in prophetic history, and it is a time for those of us who are in this nation to lift up in prayer Israel, and we're going to continue to do that through the day today. And join us. You're going to hear a lot of messianic music, and we're going to have different individuals praying for Israel and for their protection and guidance during these days, and deliverance. Their deliverance. We definitely lift that up. We have a donation coming in from our dear friend, Francois, and from Fort Pierce. And he sent a note with it. He said he wanted us to know two things. First of all, excuse me, listeners know that they trust in God. We need to make sure that our listeners know that. That our trust is in God, and we trust in God. Not to worry, not to worry. In fact, I have the No Worry song I'll be bringing back out here after a while. No worries, because our trust is in God. And then the second thing, he said the four of us should have a morning show. So
I agree.
The four of us should have a morning show. So the only challenge to that is, David, it's morning.
Well, true. Yes, that would be
That would be the only challenge for us is but we're all up in the mornings. But Francois, thank you so much, and thank you for your monthly pledge of $100. Monthly pledge $100, and that is going to bring us beyond. We've now met the first of the 15, the first 1,000 of that 15. So that 600 is going to move us along, and that is all, of course, going to get matched up with the Higgins family. And I want to just remind you that the Higgins family, their heart and desire is not to bring attention to themselves, but their desire is to promote the kingdom of God and to get Jesus and the message, the good news of the gospel, out to everyone they can get it to. And so we want to thank them for that. Well, we're already down to $13,705. $13,705. We're making very good progress this morning. We do need your call. We need a lot of calls. The phone lines are open at this moment. David, give the phone numbers out. And again, thank you, Francois from Fort Pierce, for listening, being a strong partner with us in this ministry.
772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100.
And David, little by